The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. And I'm your host, Michael Bass with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Where there's a will, there's a way. Samuel Smiles, Scottish author. But is this really something that someone can make a living doing? Well, yeah, I guess it just depends on how much they do it and where the market is. For the reporter from the Lansing State Journal on the other end of the line, this was her first experience with the scrap recycling world. She was writing an article about one of Friedland's customers who left his job to pursue his passion full-time, scrapping of all things. To Todd Powell, finding other people's obsolete material and hauling it into Friedland to get paid for its value as a scrap commodity is exhilarating as much as it is financially rewarding. It's people like Todd, as well as the many other full-time scrappers, who can help you, and here's why. We often talk about bringing your scrap material to Friedland and getting paid for it. But what if you can't physically move that washer and dryer? Or what if you simply don't need the extra money? In these cases, if you call Friedland, we'll refer you to our customers who haul scrap for a living. In many cases, they may offer a free pickup service. In other words, they won't charge you for the labor involved in hauling your material because they get the scrap value as payment. In other cases, they may charge you for the time and labor, but then reimburse you for the scrap value of the material. Either way, it's important for you to know that there's an option if you can't bring your material to a place like Friedland. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way, and we're happy to help you find it. It just so happens it's in Old Town. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.